This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super, super excited to have him back on the show, and I'll tell you why. I think this company is about to create a new paradigm shift in a new industry. Well, it's an old industry, if you will, dairy products. And let me explain why. They have come across a breakthrough processing method, if you will, by taking refrigerated milk and dairy products and putting it on a shelf-stable market, if you will. We're talking no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today, we're lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
I'm happy to be back, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, we're going to get to that, what I just mentioned earlier, later on in the show, but give my new listeners, if you would, maybe a little bit about statement of your three processing things that you have there. Then I want to get into some Q&A today.
Well, Pressure Biosciences, we are a life science company. We have three technology platforms. These are all patented. These are protected patented platforms. They all use Mother Nature. We all use pressure, as in our name, Pressure Biosciences. Pressure is a very powerful force. Pressure moves at the speed of sound. Pressure can be turned on and off like a light switch. So if you can harness pressure, you can change, you can make a paradigm shift, as you've mentioned. And we've been able to harness pressure. We have been able to develop an instrument or a series of instruments that controls the pressure very, very carefully, very exquisitely. Our first one is called pressure cycling technology. We have about 15 patents in this area. This is specifically in the area of life sciences. We have already 300 instruments in the field, 200 customers. We can name some of the top laboratories in the nation and even in the world that are now using our products. And they want to control the molecules in a cell. They want to break open a cell. They want proteins to be able to be taken out of cells and studied to see if we can come up with a new disease cure or a new change, a new drug. And so they're using pressure, using cycles of pressure, actually what we call turning pressure on and off. So this is an instrument that, as I said, we've sold over 300, and it sells for about $50,000. And it's really changing the way that a lot of scientists that are working in the labs that are studying proteins, instead of beating up the cells very mechanically, they squeeze it by turning it, putting it in a pressure chamber in our instrument, and squeezing it back and forth. So we're very excited about that, pressure cycling technology. We did $2.2 million last year. We expect to do more this year. We've already done, if you extrapolate out, we're already on course to do at least $2.5 million or more this year. And this is with one salesperson in our small company. And we've hired salespeople now, so we're very excited. The second platform is a platform we purchased in December. Didn't expect to have any revenue related to this platform in probably a year. We've already booked revenue in the first quarter. We're already booking revenue in the second quarter and the third quarter of this year. And this is a platform that uses pressure, as all of ours do. It's patented. There are 7 or 8 patents that are already issued and some that are filed and waiting to be issued. And this is a method that helps drug companies create and improve and the quality of their protein drugs. There's over 200, Everett, over 200 protein drugs as I read it on the market today. These are very powerful drugs for all kinds of disabilities and all kinds of diseases, and we can help them, we believe, with this new, what we call preempt platform that uses pressure, because the main thing about protein drugs is when they're made in the lab, because protein drugs are made in the lab, just like chemical drugs used to be, there's two major problems. There can be many, but two major problems. The proteins stick together, or the proteins aren't exactly in the right form. And this technology platform we have will allow the protein to unstick and also allows the protein to be formed more exact to its intended shape. And the third platform is the one you mentioned earlier. We call it Ultra Shear technology, again, based on Mother Nature, based on pressure. And what we do is that we've developed a method, and we filed patents all over the world. We have two patents issued in China. We have more patents that we believe will be issued this year and next year in many other parts, including the U.S. And this is a patent that relate to the fact that we can put liquids under pressure, and then instead of just releasing the pressure, we release them under pressure through a series of valves that we've developed that actually what we call shear or tear or break open what's inside the liquid. So if you imagine if you've got bacteria or viruses, it can kill the bacteria and virus and can inactivate them, bring them down to a manufacturing level of sterility. Right now you can go into Starbucks and buy a high pressure treated juice called Evolution. But this juice goes, Starbucks puts it up in pressure and then takes it down. They don't release it at pressure through a series of valves as we do. So we think we take it to the next level with our Ultra Shear technology. So here we are, a company all based on pressure with three distinct patented, platform technologies that can change the way that a lot of scientists and a lot of manufacturers are working today.
This technology that you have, and let me see if I understand this and my listeners understand, you can preserve artificial preservatives and reduce use of heat, especially you mentioned the potential of breakthrough processing method for high quality shelf-stable milk and other dairy products that would not require refrigeration. Am I hearing you correct?
Well, wouldn't require refrigeration and would also not require preservatives.
Wow.
So there's two pluses there. And the reason that we put in preservatives into food, and if there's one thing that the consumer wants now, they want food that is preservative free. We've been taking food into our bodies for decades that are just filled with chemical preservatives. Why? Because we want to preserve the food, whether it's bread or milk or cottage cheese or whatever it is, it could have preservatives in it. Particularly, what we have is something where we want to extend the shelf life. So when you buy it, you want to extend the shelf life longer. So we add a lot of preservatives that keeps the bacteria level down and in check for a period of time. If you're able to kill the bacteria that are in food, if you're able to bring them down to what we call commercially sterile level, then you don't need to refrigerate the product afterwards. And there are non-refrigerated products. The problem with those is that almost exclusively they don't taste very good at all.
Right.
There's been non-refrigerated milk and non-refrigerated other foods for a long period of time, but it doesn't really sell, doesn't sell very much because it doesn't taste very well. We believe that Ultra Shear has the potential to allow us to process dairy products, liquid products, juices, that would not require refrigeration because we're able to bring down and bring to commercial sterile levels of the bacteria level in these foods, and therefore will not need preservatives and will not need to be refrigerated until after they're open. So imagine the potential of having milk that tastes like milk, that looks like milk, that smells like milk, leaving it in a cardboard box in the pantry for 3 months and not worrying about refrigerating it until once you open it, because it's been, the level of bacteria has been brought down to such a low level that it doesn't require preservatives and doesn't require any refrigeration. And think about juice, think about a liquid cheese, think about all these other dairy products and other liquid products that can happen. And it goes well beyond food, Everett. Think about pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals and other things that require refrigeration, that may not require refrigeration. So we're very, very excited about this new technology, Ultra Shear technology, and excited about the deal that Ohio State sent a press release out not even a month ago about collaborating with it.
$891,000 grant they gave you. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, the $891,000 grant was given by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to Ohio State. We get $390,000, roughly $387,000 of that. We're already working on this, and it's to help us improve this method to bring to the point where it can be commercialized. So we're very, very, very excited that the very first step is to build a prototype instrument. It's very costly to do that. It's been out of our reach up until now. Now it's now out of our reach. We are actually starting to build the prototype by doing the development work and the CAD/CAM work of developing and designing this prototype instrument. So we think that in a matter of months, we can have a prototype instrument that will actually work using ultra shear. Then that really opens up, in my opinion, what I call the floodgates, because then we can start putting all kinds of material through this prototype instrument and start looking at the data.
My guest today is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO of Pressure Biosciences, Inc., they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, we're starting to run out of time, but in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, the one thing I get asked a lot about is the stock. I should mention that next week is we'll be reporting our numbers for the second quarter. I get asked about the stock. The stock doesn't trade very much at all, and I had that discussion in the past. We did a reverse split. We only have 1.4 million shares out, so there's not a lot of stock out there to trade, and many of our shareholders are excited about the company and are holding the stock, and therefore that's the reason it doesn't trade very much. I also would be derelict if I didn't mention that, in my opinion, the value of this company is not adequately shown in the stock. The stock has actually gone down a lot in the last year. It's gone from a year and a half from about $18 a share to $3.50 a share. And during this time, we've had some amazing successes in all three areas of our business. So that's why I appreciate this opportunity to try to get some more eyes on PBIO.
Well, here's my opinion on the company and its metrics. First of all, your stock is priced is around $3.50. But what I'm impressed is that your market cap's only around $4.7 million, and your revenue, your run rate right now, is going to be over $2.4 million in 2018. That's only approximately two times more than your market cap. An average run rate should be three to five times. That's my personal opinion. Stock's undervalued. Take a look at it. You can find it on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, I appreciate you coming back on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you, Everett. Really appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.